real or surreal. Being a member of the Jackson family was intoxicating.
Along with being Michael Jackson's pal, you know, come a lot of special perks.
Michael could get you in anywhere, and money was no object.
You know, you go to a toy store.
The whole place was closed down, and they could wander around at will with no one else there.
Being told that you could have anything you want in the whole store.
Must have been so extraordinary.
The children have the run of the place, and they can just, you know, pull things off the shelves, and anything you want, I want that, I want that, I want that. Just complete irresponsible fun. That's what you get when you become Michael Jackson's friend. You get a lot of pure, irresponsible fun.
Hanging out with Jackson was great fun, but by Geordie's account, it was about to get troubling. In March 93, Michael took Jordan and his mom to Las Vegas, to his $3,000 a night suite at the Mirage Hotel, each with a separate luxury bedroom.
According to what Jordan remembered, it was in Las Vegas that his relationship with Michael, you know, sort of intensified. Jordan said that the two of them watched this very spooky movie, The Exorcist, together, in which a girl is possessed by the devil. And that Jordan was really spooked out by it, and that the two of them then spent the night together. The next morning, June went looking for her son, and she saw him coming out of Michael Jackson's room, and she became very upset. She didn't think that this was appropriate at all. But Michael's feeling was, look, either you trust me or you don't. Either you trust me with your child or you don't.
This was a crucial moment for Geordie's mom. Should she pack her bag? She confronted Michael, who insisted it was all innocent. She put her faith in Jackson.
You really need to choose at this point. And it was June's choice, you know, to continue to allow Michael in her son's life.
After that first night in Las Vegas, Geordie claimed it was routine for him and the star to share a bedroom wherever they went, always with his mother's knowledge and permission. After all, everyone knew Jackson loved kids, and although he was 35, people even thought of him as a child.
The argument that was made at the time was that Michael was just a 12-year-old himself, and it was the same relationship that two 12-year-olds might have.
It was an argument June accepted. Being swept up on the Jackson merry-go-round must have been a heady ride. And when you joined Michael's entourage, some of his celebrity rubbed off.
They went everywhere, and of course everywhere they went with Michael Jackson, the entire army of media were after them, taking their pictures. I mean, they might as well have been big stars themselves, as long as they were in Michael Jackson's presence.
To know someone as famous as Michael Jackson and him take you on vacation and take you to concerts and take you to all these crazy places that, you know, 12-year-olds don't normally go to. I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.